Mavis. I didn't want him to know I was coming. But I discovered that they've changed venue. And me too, I didn't want to miss my way in Lagos. So, the day I chatted you up, I literally heard God's Spirit say, tell him you're coming. And I did. My plan was to come in the evening. Thank God I told you I was coming. Maybe I would have been in the hall alone. But if there's anything I'm sure of, I know I would have tapped something. To be honest, I love you guys. I love... Now, that's for you. I love Pastor Mavis, particularly. Of course, and his wife. I see how much effort, I see how much he puts his heart to do these things. I came in pretty much earlier. I was just parked somewhere. And I saw people just coming in. I'm like, you know what it takes, sir, to make young people leave their hostels or leave their houses? I've been in youth ministry all my life. I know what it takes. You can't. But I saw them coming, and they were not coming like they were dragging their feet today and Saturday. This guy don't. No, no, no. Like, I saw joy in their faces. People were rushing in. I love you, sir. And I see how much you love the people, and I see how much you're putting to them. When I came, I see a lot. I see when I don't want to see. When I came, sir, I saw this place packed filled with cars. When you were particularly talking about 2 plots and 4 plots and 8 plots, somebody somewhere said 16. It was 16 that hit my heart. Literally. I didn't see a big auditorium per se, but I saw a very white space with cars parked. I'm serious. And God told me this month, this year, before it runs out, 10 of you will touch that car. 10. And I know that 10, online, live in the venue, under the sound of my voice, whatever is needed for that thing to come, we gravitate towards you today. Help me. Revelations 5:12. Just keep it on standby. I have just maybe 5 or 10 minutes here. I have maybe 5 or 10 minutes. But one of the things I want to tell you, I don't want you to see this thing like it's a business class. I don't want you to see it like it's for career people. No, no, no. Your life is not different from church or business. You leave God. God should show in business as well as he shows in church, as well as he shows in class. I'm a disruptive thinker. I may alter some of the things you know in your life. Pastor, am I allowed to, sir? I've taken permission from your papa. If you like, vex is your business. Don't ever see God as, on Monday, I'm at work. This is me. Work life. Then this is church life. Don't. You will miss a lot. Majority of what believers are struggling with, sir, is that idea that we saw God for only Sunday service. And then Monday, in traffic, you were comfortable to say God punish you there. Useless driver. But on Sunday, it's holy. So you don't say those. You must allow the Holy Spirit to take totality of you. When I mean totality, I mean everything, including how you say your good morning. Glory to God. Me, I'm the morning man. I'm not exaggerating. Me, I'm the morning man. When I mean morning man, it means that even if I sit down, money comes to me. Always. But I'll tell you how I entered that thing. I didn't enter it by sitting down and money just started coming to me. I saw people whose lives money was attracted to. And I started sending my seed to those people. If I find somebody who does something I'm trying to do way easier than I'm trying to do it, I start sending my seed to those places. Because there's a thing called, look sir, look man. There's nothing like him. I have a very good business idea, I'll blow. No, no, no. Every city has a gate. And they are gatekeepers. That is why there are some secular musicians that even if they do it will fly. They've seized the city. There are some gospel ministers that once you hear their song, you don't need to stir your spirit for your spirit to stir it. Ah. You know, while I was coming, I was just praying and driving, and all that has been in my spirit is that he has delivered me from the strivings of the people. He has made me head over the heathens. A people I do not know shall serve me. See that part? See that part? A people I do not know. And because many times you're thinking of doing business and you already calculated 10 people in your house that will buy it, then you blow. No, you're missing it though. One of the things I started doing, and that's what I want you to pick today, is that this year we started. And I told God, I said, last year we made so much money. We made so much money in business. But then I had a challenge. It's good to hear God say, don't go and don't go. I'm giving you first-hand information. Once beaten, thrice shy. If you hear God say, don't go, keep your emotions, keep that business idea that will fly behind and not go. I learned it from Bishop. Bishop said he would rather spend 9 months praying to hear God telling what he will do for the next 3 months than spend 3 months praying to enter Wahala for 9 months asking God to rescue. Because many times, lead me not into temptation is a better prayer than deliver me from all evil. Many times, your prayers, 30 days stretch, check! Many times, you're just praying for the things God asked you not to do that you did and it went bad. 95% of the time, that's how your prayer goes. So when you come to church, many times you hear, Father, forgive me. I know I messed up. Look, your sins are forgiven. Eternally forgiven. One thing you must understand, if you must get this consciousness, is that God does not count it against you any day. So you do the first one. You disobeyed him. You must keep that consciousness that Jesus has paid and your sins are forgiven. But this is not to say you should keep doing it. Any successful businessman in the world, when I mean world, check, they have a sense of spirituality attached to them. So don't ever think that it is clear eye, hard work that they use in getting to where they are. Mark Zuckerberg said at a point he was going to sell Facebook. Steve Jobs called him and said, come young boy, let me help you. And he took him. This story is online. Don't look at me like I'm forging it. Why are you looking at me as if I'm forging this story? It's online. He took him to a temple in India. He was locked up for 3 months. He came out. The world opened up to him. Ma, what you're doing in prayer, you're not joking, oh. This year, like I said, this is all I want to share. I told God, I said, I want to do business the way church grows. You didn't keep money on ground, sir, to start church. One of the people he sent a text to say, God will provide. That's the best advice anybody can give you under the sound of my voice. See, you will get to that point where you take your dependence off that work that pays you and put it on God. You think I fly around the world with salary from office or with business money? No, it can't pay. My family came in 3 weeks ago. I brought them in for summer. Already they've been saying they want to come, so I brought them in. I spent a little below 2 million to bring my wife and 3 children back. Then I was like, this is not bad though. No, this is not bad. God made it better. I remember when we got married, when I was stretching to pay two flight tickets for 50,000. And we'll stretch our faith and just trust God that we don't get embarrassed and use night bus. Now we're paying 1.92 million cash. Somewhere in your mind, yeah, because you earn 1 million. Earn 1 million now, you know that demands are more than what you earn. Yeah. Have you noticed that today you're okay with 50K? God, if I see 50K, my life is set. Then 50K comes. They realize that, God, can you make it 75? And then 75 comes. He said, God, why not give me a billion? The problems are much. Sir, as long as this earth remains, the system is designed to take what you have from you. But your focus must be on the man who has more than what you can ever consume. As soon as they hear of me, they obey. Sir, last year, somebody sent me a message yesterday. He said, sir, I remember last year when you were doing almost throughout the whole year, all night, prayer stretch, all night. I'm not a pastor. The guy who came to me, he said, are you Pastor Koba? I just said yes, but I'm not a pastor, sir. So he won't say he's a pastor, that's why he's praying. No, ma. No, ma. No, ma. No, 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 I'm not. I don't run a church. As a matter of fact, I sell money. That's what I do. I buy and sell money. You say, he's selling money, that's why he has money. No, there are people selling money that are looking for money to eat. 247, you must rely on the blessedness of God to meet to your needs every passing day. So I told God, I said, this year, I don't want to struggle. I want to do business. I want to do it the way churches grow. So I started listening to every successful ministry that told us the story of, we came into this town with two bags and see what God has done. You know, some of you, when you see pastor pass and maybe he drives his car, you go to his house, you eat good food, you feel like this man is making money in church. Open church now, me, you know. Me, I'll give you land. I'm sure pastor will give you drums. Borrow you some students. If you don't pack up in 3 weeks. I took out the whole year, the first 6 months of the year, praying and fasting. In that same schedule you say you don't have. No, you must find time to pray. I took out that whole year. 6 hours every day, I'll stretch my spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm walking, I'm praying, I'm doing whatever it is. On the 6 months, somebody walked up to me. He said, Koba, I hear, what do you do? I told her. He said, I have some money, I'm not, I think I want to invest. I said, really? I said, my investments are high, oh. I don't take small money. Oh. So what's your minimum? I told her. She said, I want to double that. That's what I want to put. I said, aha. So I was just excited, like, oh my God, oh, this money. And God said, that's how ministries grow. You will keep that company you have. You keep that business you're trying to start. You keep that idea that popped in. Then you put energy on it. Ramakatayada, legitukasaya. Nothing dies in my hands. Eternal life is at work in me. Nothing dies in my hands. Hey, ma. Hey, sir. You will put that lecturer on your lips. Sir. That your boss. That boss. Everybody avoids him. You will put him in your lips. You will swallow him. And then you show up at work and say, good morning, sir. Say, ah, where have you been? Ah, are you just coming? You look different today, oh. How many of you believe the Bible? How many of you believe everything that God is? You believe. If you can believe everything that God is through scriptures, you should believe everything that God said about you in scriptures. Many times we believe everything that God is. We find it difficult to believe that we are blessed. Many times we believe that Jesus died. But we find it difficult to believe that that debt was paid. That debt was for our health to be always cool. My wife was asthmatic. My wife. I've not even married her. I was dating her. If I were, we didn't date. I just told her straight up that if you're ready, I'm ready. Tell your father I'll come to Nigeria. He said, Koba, you're rude. I'm not rude. I was doing what I felt like doing. That's what I felt in my heart. I don't believe in too much long drama. Whoever told you that you have to date for 3 years to get married to one guy? You don't believe that God has kept one brother, one young rich ruler for you? Then you have a long way to go. If you believe, you have it. Sir, I was speaking with her one day. She was serving in Ikom. Northern Cross River is as cold as the north. Yes, as cold as Jos and all those other areas. And she was asthmatic. I was talking to my wife and I heard life oozing out of her. It was on the 3rd of January, 2018. I said, babe, if you can hear me, put that phone on your chest. Luckily, she could hear me, so she dropped it on her chest. I say, you asthma, I come in the name of the Lord. You have overstayed your welcome. That I allowed you 3 days in this year is my mistake. Out! Hello? Hello? I didn't hear her. I ended the call. I just sat in the hotel lobby where I was. I was in Cyprus at the time. I just sat in the hotel lobby. As I was getting up to go upstairs to my room, she called. Say, babe, I'm late for church. I'm late for church. That's the last time asthma, we heard of asthma. He said, sir, it's a lie. It's because you've been studying the Bible. You've known God all your life. No. If you agree now, if you believe what God says about you, you too will raise the dead here. Here. Part of what you must do in business, scratch that. Part of what you must do in life is that, sir, ma, you see this one point, is that you must trust God, even for the people who will buy your product to come. They've told you to do marketing. They've told you to do strategy. They've told you to do branding. They've told you to wear a good smile. They've told you that one of the qualities of a leader is not to come late. Even Bill Gates said his biggest problem is coming early. They've told you all those things. I'm not disputing it, because whether or not you like it, principles, these laws you shared, sir, the laws of the universe are a part of the priestly attributes, as powerful as the blood covenant itself. Ezra says, and the people built and prospered by the prophesying of Haggai, their prophet. You must understand this thing he did, this that pastor did, though. Point his the blessings on you. Look, sir, see, the gift of faith is taught. The spirit is caught. I can teach you how to navigate the anointing, but to carry the anointing, you need to catch it. And many times, you will love God with your heart, but you will honor him with your seeds. Don't just hear beautiful things that has empowered you and you sit down. Ah, Koba, I don't have. I'm a student. Kenneth Hagin said he used to pull the buttons on his shirt and sew. And drop in a seed until all his shirt had no buttons. And then one day in one of the pockets, he found a dime. He was excited. He could sew money for the first time. But that's the father of faith everybody talks about today. Kenneth Copeland said, and I'll leave you with this. He said, between when he made up his mind not to call anybody for money, borrow, nor ask, and when he gave his first private jet, it was 3 years. I'm telling you, sir, can God change it in 3 years? Yes. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're a student. Finish school first. I agree, finish school first. But don't let anybody's idea kill what God has put in you. Sir, we have young men, many of them, 19, 20. They are not millionaires. They are not millionaires in tens of millions again. They've crossed the tent. Earning in dollars, working online. Your church, it's only money they are preaching. You that is not preaching only money, why are you going to work every day? Because the gospel, this light you have, needs finances to shine. Don't let anybody tell you nonsense. That scripture I say you should put. Let me just read that scripture back to you. Saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings? I realize, I'm saying this because this is 20 days of glory, right? I realize, sir, that everybody is okay to receive honor. Everybody is okay to receive power, wisdom, riches, strength, blessing. If it gets to glory, they say it's for God alone. No. You're in 20 days of glory. And part of what Jesus was slain for was that you receive glory alongside blessings, honor, and the rest. Hey, ma, everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare God's words to you. And I speak to your heart. Look, that makes resources easy locates you today. In the name of Jesus. I hear the sounds of abundance of rain. This week, it will rain money. Amen. This week, it will rain enlargement of heart. Amen. This week, men will run helter-skelter to do you good. Amen. Men will go out of their way to prosper you. Amen. This earth that opened his mouth to take the blood of Jesus is under compulsion to do you good. Hence, everywhere the sole of your feet steps in, men honor, men favor, men give to you. Your businesses are prospering. Your academics, excellence. More than that, ma. More than that, sir. Your heart and yourself is pushing Christ out to the world. In the name of Jesus.